When I look back at my working life, I have to acknowledge that sometimes it was hard. Sometimes it took a toll on me and my family. Now, retirement is a new chapter opening, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't reflect honestly on the chapter that's closing. Now, as a younger man, I was very driven. I worked hard and I suffered for that, and so did the people around me. And this will always, I think, be my biggest regret. And it's something that I'm kind of passionate about now, to encourage my children to try and avoid in their working lives and their careers. Now, this is quite a difficult video for me, as it takes me to places I rarely revisit, really. A time when things did go off the rails, and I was driven by this idea of retiring at 52, and I was almost prepared to kill myself trying this time in my life, when my focus should have been really on my young family. But instead, I constantly moved between fighting to achieve my next target and fighting to even keep myself in work due to stress and mental exhaustion. You know, some employers will actually do that to you. They may not actively design things to get you in that state, but they do harbour a culture that doesn't apply the brakes before people start to actually suffer. Now, when I was in my 40s, I was offered a big promotion, one that would easily hit my target to retire at 52. When they actually gave me that offer, I gave them my notice. I surprised myself how quickly I came to that decision. I knew the offer was coming, but I didn't plan at the time to leave. But decision came out the blue for me, and it did take me by surprise as much as everyone else. But I was 100% sure it was the right thing for me to do. And it did actually turn out to be the best decision I ever made. I found another job, 9 to 5, in the public sector, and it was a much better fit for me. And I stayed there for 5 years. Now, as my 50s drew closer, I knew that my dream of retiring at 52 didn't really make sense to me anymore, now that I didn't have this kind of unhealthy working life. So I moved again, and I took a 40% drop in salary this time, and that was for a job in a charity sector that brings me much more enjoyment and purpose. But I'm leaving again, and this time it's going to be permanent, because I'm now 55 and I'm able to claim my pension, so it doesn't really make any sense for me to keep working. I'm retiring and closing that chapter, but I'm also really excited about the next chapter. I switched the dream of retiring at 52 for a much more enjoyable route to retiring at 55, and now this new story begins. I may not be old enough yet to offer any kind of sage advice at this point, but if I could go back to myself in my late 30s, I would tell myself not to overwork and strive for every promotion that comes my way, but to value life outside of work and to think about the people around me more and how I can make their lives better. And by better, I don't mean earning more to go on a better holiday location or drive them around in a bigger car. It means giving them time. I'm really excited about the next chapter, though, as I said, and I am looking forward to letting you guys know how Tracy and I get on. So keep well. See you soon.